Item 3, from the chairperson of the Green Corridor Steering Committee and founder of the Energy Exchange, providing a presentation on a vision for the portion of the Green Corridor on South 6th Street between West Bolivar Avenue and Wilson Creek in the city of Milwaukee. This item is informational only, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Supervisor Haas. I know this is your district, and you've been kind of coordinating this for us. If you'd introduce the folks that are here this morning, and then we'll let you go ahead and make the presentation on this.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for having me here this morning. With me today, I am pleased to welcome a colleague from a different body of government. Alderman Terry Witkowski represents the esteemed alderman from the 13th District in the city of Milwaukee. He has got the western portion of my district. Terry and I have been working in very close coordination for basically the whole time I've been here. Presenting to you and setting up the displays is Mr. Brian Simon. He is the chairman, the chair of the Green Corridor Committee. The Green Corridor is a, Terry Alderman Witkowski can tell you about that. And Jim Tarantino from Gateway to Milwaukee has also joined us today. The Green Corridor is South 6th Street, a portion of South 6th Street in the city of Milwaukee, running roughly from Howard Avenue down to College Avenue. I can let Mr. Simon tell you about the very good things that the Green Corridor brings to us. And it so happens that Milwaukee County owns a majority of the land on the east side of South 6th Street, in that, at least north of Layton Avenue. Again, Mr. Simon can tell you about that. And, Madam Chair, we also have a packet that we will give to the clerk and to the committee.
Would you like Alderman Witkowski to join you at the table? It's great to see intergovernmental cooperation going on. Something we encourage. Why don't you put another chair up here? Good morning, Alderman Witkowski.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming to our committee. All right. Mr. Simon, are you going to?
Yes. Okay. Thanks again for allowing me to come here and speak in front of you this morning. I'm here at the request of Supervisor Jason Haas, as he said. A little background about myself. I am the owner of Simon Landscape Company, the director of the nonprofit, the Energy Exchange, and I chair the Green Corridor Steering Committee. And I'm here today to, as an informational, to tell you a little bit about the Green Corridor, and in particular, a parcel of land, county-owned land, on South 6th Street between Bolivar and Wilson Creek. The Green Corridor, what is the Green Corridor? If you, in your packets, the first page of the packet is a map. That's a general map of the Green Corridor, which is also here on a larger board. I know it's hard to read when it's this small, but basically the Green Corridor is a 3.5-mile stretch of South 6th Street from Howard to College, and it extends to 13th to the west and Howell to the east. In June of 2011, I believe, just a little over 2 years ago, with the help of Alderman Terry Witkowski, Milwaukee, through Common Council resolution, it was designated as the Green Corridor. And what that means, or what the Green Corridor is the location itself, is a showcase for new and innovative technologies, BMPs, regarding sustainability. My property, I'm located at 4121 South 6th Street, where the energy is located. I purchased that property 5 years ago and set out on a mission to create a net zero environment on my property. I have a 1-acre property. All the water that falls on that property stays there. We've achieved that through a various use of various BMPs. We have rainwater harvesting system, a green roof, bioswales, permeable paver parking lot. While I was in that process developing that, I developed a relationship with Alderman Witkowski, and I explained to him what my vision was to create a net zero property so that I could promote and educate the public, policymakers, and residents to be better stewards of our natural environment. And in the process, I wanted to create a green street. And at that time, it was simply going to be from Howard to Layton was my vision. Well, Alderman Witkowski ran with that, and with his help, we were able to expand that into the corridor all the way from College to Howard. And in the three short years that we've been, 2 years, that over 2 years that the Green Corridor has been in existence, we've been able to accomplish all the things that you see on this map in your handout. The top part of this map right here are all the projects or items that we've been able to complete or install on our Green Corridor. These letters or numbers correlate with a dot on the map. The ones on the bottom are ones that we would hope to achieve or complete in the near future. What led up to this? Prior to the Common Council resolution, there was a coalition of over 40 people, and this was businesses, business owners, policymakers, public officials, university people, nonprofits, and neighborhood residents that would get together once a month. We met for several months prior to this resolution being established, and we would meet once a month to form the agenda of what exactly the Green Corridor is and what we would like it to be. The second through fifth page of your packet are the actual resolution, the City of Milwaukee resolution, and there are a few key items on there that I would like to, the last page basically explains what the mission of the Green Corridor is. The last page of, not the packet, but page 3 of that. It says, serving as a living laboratory to demonstrate green technology and innovation relative to water quality and quantity, smart energy, air quality, and green job creation. To educating businesses and residents about sustainable technology best practices and encouraging their application in commercial and residential sectors. Enhancing Milwaukee's image as a sustainability leader and the Garden District as a model for community sustainability. Beautifying South 6th Street and surrounding areas with increased landscaping. Building and expanding partnerships to continue to evolve the Green Corridor and supporting the area's Aerotropolis efforts. So for the last 3 years we've been working on, as Supervisor Haas had mentioned, a lot of the land on the east side of South 6th Street there, starting at Howard going south, is owned by the county. 3 years ago, with the help of former county supervisor Chris Larson, we were able to establish our community gardens at the corner of 6th and Howard. In just three short years, those community gardens have exploded. UW Extension runs the gardens to the north of Howard. They currently have about 120 by 20 plots that they rent out on an annual basis. South of Howard, the Garden District Neighborhood Association and the Energy Exchange manage the plots on that side. We have about 70 plots in ground and raised beds. We also established the Garden District Neighborhood Association Farmers Market, if anyone is familiar with that. This is the second full season of our farmers market. We have 64 stalls. Everything that's been built there has been a combination of donations from private manufacturers and businesses, help from community neighborhood associations. It's been a public-private partnership. We've received grant money from MMSD. We've received grant money from the City of Milwaukee for neighborhood improvement grants. And in 2 short years, we've been able to establish and build that farmers market and the community gardens. Our vision extends much further than that, south of that. And as you can see on the map, some of our major accomplishments along the way, with the work that we were doing at the farmers market and community garden, the City of Milwaukee decided that they would work with us, and they installed a series of bioswales along 6th Street in the public way. We have 15 of them along South 6th Street, another 15 on Grange Avenue. On private businesses, General Mills, Linder Logistics, and the Islamic Center, we've taken 8-acre sites and been able to retrofit them and keep all of the water on those properties. In the 3 years that we've been doing projects on the Green Corridor, we've kept over 10 million gallons of water out of the city storm sewer on an annual basis. If you've noted, earlier this year, MMSD came out with a memorandum that said their goal is to is to keep 1 million gallons of water per year out of the city's storm sewer. Well, in 3 years, we've kept over 10 million, and we plan to continue that. We have a lot of projects that we're working on that would also reduce that flow. So I also wanted to paint a broader picture of what the Green Corridor is. It's more than just South 6th Street. We have our community gardens and farmers market at the north at Howard. We also working with the Business Improvement District and the Gateway to Milwaukee, which we have a letter of a recommendation in the back of the packet supporting our endeavors. Our goal is to revitalize that whole district, that whole area in and around the airport, which of course is County Airport. We are working on plans with Supervisor Haas, beautification plans of East Layton and Howell Avenue. We're working with local businesses in the Business Improvement District. They're offering mini grants to businesses, 50-50 matches to improve the face, the street appeal of their businesses along their corridors. Many projects. We have a lot of neighborhood improvement or involvement. Again, the farmers market and the community gardens are run by a neighborhood association, a group of volunteers, of mothers, fathers, you know, just people that show up every Saturday to help run the market. As you go through the packet, the next thing we have, and I'm briefly, you know, for time, we have the designation plan, which is a 20-page packet that basically shows the work that we had been doing prior to the city adopting the resolution for the Green Corridor. And I won't go into it. It's there for your information. But what basically the property in particular that we're here to talk about today is a three-block area on South 6th Street from Boulevard to Wilson Creek. And that is this plan. It originally started 3 years ago. We had a group of Marquette grad students. They did a capstone project. They did a capstone project. My problem there. we asked them to develop a plan for a complete green street, and we used that section. We used the section of South 6th Street, which is basically Boulevard here and Wilson Creek down there. We used that section for their demonstration because there's only three buildings in that section. There's Central Steel, and they're all on the west side of the street. You have Central Steel, you have a residential house, and then you have custom-grown greenhouse. So we thought that would be the perfect area to demonstrate these initiatives, these sustainabilities, because it would have the least impact on the surrounding community, and it was right on our green corridor, which was wonderful. Basically, that group of Marquette students designed and developed that plan, and at that time we thought it was just, you know, pie in the sky. It was a vision that we had, and we didn't really think it was going to develop at the rate that it has. But since that time, last year we started developing this actual streetscape, the city right-of-way, with the help of the Milwaukee DPW and their sustainability department, and UWM and Community Design Solutions. We have developed a complete green streetscape where all the water will absorb into the curb, not into the sewers. We have permeable sidewalks and terrace areas, planters with planting, and basically this parcel of land behind is the 5.5 acres of county-owned land that we're requesting the county sell to us for these projects. The streetscape, again, as in city right-of-way. Regardless of what actually goes behind, again, this plan is conceptual only, obviously. What we tried to show is we wanted to create a net zero development where all the water that would fall on the site would stay on there, that the energy, they would be energy efficient homes either through the use of passive heating or geothermal. We'd have solar on the houses and green roofs. As you see from the designs that we've established, the single-family residents would have green roofs, flat roofs above the garages. The mixed-use properties would have green roofs on them, basically to create a demonstration or a model for the rest of the city to follow and to create an area that would that would spark new growth in the Aerotropa and help revitalize the airport area. We believe, again, we've had interest from developers that are interested in working with us to achieve these goals that believe in the mission of the Green Corridor. There is a letter in your packet from a developer that is interested in helping fund the project behind. Of course, these types of innovations, these types of technologies are not cheap. They'll come at a high price initially. It's much more expensive to build these types of buildings and grounds. My guess would be this project is not going to be a money-making endeavor. It's a work of labor of love, if you will. But I believe that once this is established, this will be the catalyst to promote and to bring other development in and around that airport area. There's a lot of land around the airport that could be developed, that's underutilized, that is for sale. And the area is prone to flooding. If you've ever looked at an aerial map of our airport, it's basically all hard surface and warehouses. And when we have heavy rains, there tends to be flooding along Wilson Creek. MMSD is working. We've been working with MMSD behind Central Steel. They're developing plans to build a detention basin and a path. I had several other plans that I wanted to bring in today. I just could not physically carry them all up, so I left them in the car. at the back of your packet, I did attach a few smaller plans of other projects that we have in the area. We're trying to establish one of these plans is our community is a map of our community garden and farmers market. That's the second to last page in the packet. That one block from Howard to Norwich is almost complete. The fence line has been restored. The paths are in. The market's in. The garden plots are in. And the brick coming from the street is in. The last phase of this would be to develop the outdoor gathering area, the stage, and the pergola. This was our first block. The block to the south, which is also county-owned land, we have a plan to develop an urban orchard. Right now, Growing Power has 5 hoop houses on that property. We have the berms designed, and we have plans to build a permeable parking lot and for the market and an orchard. And the goal is, what this was, is a model for urban blight. What we're doing with this one block would be to demonstrate how you can repurpose vacant land and without electricity, without power, and turn it into something that helps the community. Growing part. The hoop houses are already there. We would capture the water from the parking lot and use it with the rainwater harvesting pumps to irrigate the orchard. And we would have ongoing demonstrations educating people on how they can establish permaculture guilds around the trees, so forth. That is one of the projects. I showed you the community gardens. I don't have time to go into all of them. But in particular, this piece of parcel on South 6th Street, we believe the city of DPW is interested in working with us on the streetscape portion of it. There are currently no sidewalks in that area. Our goal is to establish sidewalks from Layton Avenue up to our farmers market and community garden at Howard. The streetscape would accomplish that. The streetscape plan would accomplish that, and then as well as the development behind. So.
I believe this area is the old interurban streetcar.
It is the old North Shore Railroad. When they built the interstate, they tore out the North Shore rail lines and filled them in. And this land has been sitting vacant almost 40 years, I guess.
Okay. And Supervisor Haas, you have item 3 here is an informational item. You have item 4, which is an action item. Is it your intention to do that action item today?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Part of this packet is a letter of intent from a developer to wholly purchase the land between Bolivar and Wilson Creek. So I think that would mean that should be considered. So at this time, I would like item number 4 to be laid over to the call of the chair or whatever the committee feels is most suitable.
All right, so you're not looking for an action item today. It's informational at this point.
Madam Chair, that is correct. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to committee member Supervisor Mayo, Johnson Rainey. Supervisor Mayo.
Hi, thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to know, what is a bioswale?
Bioswale?
Swale.
Bioswale is a planting, like a rain garden. It's a fancy word for a rain garden. A rain garden where the water comes in and percolates through a engineered soil. It's planted with native perennials. Basically, it absorbs the water. Rather than going into the storm sewers, it'll absorb and filter the water and provide nutrients for the plants that are in it. Also, soak into our natural groundwater. That is the purpose.
Okay, and you now understand about the lot. That will be. We'll get a appraisal, mm-hmm. and everything else about the land. And so this will be a source. Contract you trying to think?
Well, Supervisor Mayo, I think you're getting ahead of us a little bit.
I mean, he brought it up and kept talking about it. I'm just trying to figure out.
I think one of the things we're going to want to discuss is how we'd like to structure something like this. But the information is going to be helpful to us, so we can try to do that with some information.
Okay, so we're going to get more information about the land. All right. Make sure you find out what department has that, so you can get an excess land, because it might be. Depending on what department it comes from. And the other one is, what is the city? How are you doing, Alderman? How you doing?
Alderman Witkowski.
Well,
so what is the city going to do? Is it going to do all the infrastructure there? They talked very highly. I know you worked very well with Milwaukee County in the past.
Well, Brian's mentioned the 3.5 miles of Green Corridor, and we've been working with him from the very beginning, establishing the task force that put together that report, working with about 29 different agencies. So there are various agencies, including MMSD, that have a role in this. The city has. We are the ones that did the bioswales up and down the street, as well as bike lanes for the 2 of the 3 miles, planting of trees, and there have been about 500 trees put in this section of 6th Street. And I mentioned 3.5 miles. It's 3 miles to college, but we go into MATC South as a sustainability effort, a building that works on sustainability for manufacturing. So they have been part of the task force and wanted to be part of their Green Corridor as well. So I would, as this project moves forward, we've worked with Brian Simon on the piece of land next to him that's contaminated, that there is a plan for hoop houses. And further green businesses. We will personally, as alderman, I will be working on the city side to make sure the zoning is proper for this plan and certainly with DPW to make sure the street portion gets done. Our city engineer does serve on a steering committee for this group, so he is up to date on the plans, and so is the Department of City Development.
Are you looking at to make this a combination of residential and commercial, or is it strictly going to be which one?
Well, we would go for mainly residential, but mixed use. All that's been talked about is a coffee shop in the mixed use at this point in time, and maybe artist cottages type of things. But everything that would go into this project would have to be sustainable. We're talking geothermal heat, which makes it more expensive, solar power, so there's no energy used and no water leaving the property. And we do have flooding on Wilson Creek, which is in this section that we've been working with MMSD on. I'm sure Supervisor Haas gets the same calls I do every time the water level goes up. So it's been a joint project, continues to be, including the neighborhood groups, which have done a 13,000 plant rain garden in Holler Park, using students to help plant and neighbors, and it's been an area-wide effort. And we, frankly, the effort itself, I've been to the Aerotropolis conference internationally, and each airport gets up and talks about their sustainability. Well, 6th Street cuts right through the airport. This gives Barry Bateman a large sustainability effort to brag about in this 3-mile stretch. does the same for businesses. It does the same for City Milwaukee, County Milwaukee. The sustainability is the future. Green is the future. And we want to have a large section, not one block, not two blocks, but a large section. Brian talked about two blocks that are being developed, but actually there are plans for that three-mile stretch. Not every inch of it, but they go up and down that stretch. What's missing is a large residential component at this point in time to show off and say this is what the future can be. It also is the type of housing then that will make us as attractive as the East Side or Bayview as far as the clientele that would be attracted to live there and keep in an area of the city sound.
We are the East Side. Supervisor Mayo, are you finished?
There was one thing I wanted to add about this particular property that made us change our plan. As we were developing the southern half sewer pack, we got hold of a redesigned floodplain map. Sewer pack is coming out with a redesigned floodplain that puts the south third of this property into a floodplain, which made us redesign and rethink what we would have at the southern end. That's why you see no buildings at the southern end. You have parking lot, a park area, and greenhouses, because no developer would want to build in a floodplain.
Supervisor Mayo.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because it's going to be hard to get insurance, too.
Yes,
the last thing, grants. Are you working with Milwaukee County Economic Development? Are you working with supervisor to figure out more grants to deal within that project? What do you want besides the land acquisition from Milwaukee County? Is there anything else that you would like Milwaukee County help?
Recently started a relationship with a few engineers from Milwaukee County, Steve Keith. We had an informational about a month and a half ago at the sports complex in on Ryan Road to talk about how, as a community, the neighboring communities can come together to work on more sustainability. I believe the county would like to get involved in more projects like this. They received a grant from MMSD to do two projects. I think they can continue to apply with projects like this to further that. We are currently working with MMSD. We applied for funds for the Fund for Lake Michigan. They brought us into the final round. They decided not to fund the project because we do not own it yet, and we were not busting ground this year, so they deferred it till next year. We'll be submitting those grant applications again in the next funding cycle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Given that this designation plan was released in June 2011, it appears that you began this effort in 2010, and I just say that it's very well thought out, very comprehensive plan, and you and your partners, Mr. Simon, Alderman Wachowski, Supervisor Haas, and now Senator Larson and others have to be congratulated for what you've done so far. I would think that you should be very proud of what you've done so far. Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Gentlemen, I admire the work that you've done with the Green Corridor. What exactly would it take for us to implement this concept elsewhere in Milwaukee County? Do you have intentions on expanding it elsewhere?
We do, and we have seen other neighborhood associations try to adopt what we are doing in our district with the community gardens, the farmers market, the bioswales. We put on workshops, the Energy Exchange, a nonprofit that I'm director of, we put on workshops probably three or four a year, actual demonstration workshops where we install the brick or we install the rain gardens, and we invite people that could, you know, actually design these projects in other parts of the city to those installs to help be part of that. So we're part of our mission is, again, to educate and to spread this. We'd like to see this throughout, but we want an area that people anywhere around the country can say, oh, yeah, the Green Corridor in Milwaukee, I know what that is, or look and see a condensed area where all these different technologies are showcased, something that we can be proud of.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. And in the interest of time, I think we're going to move on here. This is informational. Madam Clerk, please call item 4. Supervisor Haas, why don't you stay right where you are.